Today's audio cast for Monday, June 4th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by IFR Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. On June 22nd, a P-38 Lightning will leave Teterboro Airport in New Jersey to finish a mission it started 65 years ago. For more than 60 years, Glacier Girl, as the plane is now called, was buried under the ice of Greenland after it and seven other aircraft were forced down in bad weather while flying to England in 1942. Ed Shipley, a well-known heritage flight airshow pilot and founder of airshowbuzz.com, will be flying Chase in a P-51, and he spoke with AvWeb's Russ Niles about what this flight means not only for the heritage of this particular aircraft, but for fighting forces all over the world.
And you're about to go on a remarkable flight in the P-51 that you fly at air shows, right?
That's right. I've done a bunch of P-51 flying, but I'm getting a chance to go fly P-51 in a way that I've certainly never done it before.
Okay, so tell us all about the flight, the history behind it, and the very special P-38 that you're going to be accompanying.
Well, you know, this is really one of those kind of once-in-a-lifetime things. And, you know, there's this great P-38 that attempted to fly with a bunch of other airplanes over to Europe during the Second World War. And they ran into weather problems and wound up turning around. There's like six P-38s and a couple B-17 bombers. And they had to make an emergency landing on the ice cap in Greenland. It became known as the Lost Squadron. Actually became one of the largest rescue efforts of the Second World War. And so here's this great P-38, one of them, and they all kind of melted down through the ice, and, you know, 50 years later, a group of people went up there, and they melted a big hole in the ice and found this thing and brought it back out and put it back together. And the aircraft back then was owned by a guy named Roy Schaffner. And he was really the guy that had the dream behind this, and a guy named Bob Carden, who has kind of been the guardian of Glacier Girl. And they got the airplane flying, and a guy named Steve Hinton, who's actually going to be the pilot who's going to fly it over. They have had the airplane for a while flying around, and the plane was purchased by a guy named Rod Lewis, who's down in San Antonio, Texas, and they came up with the idea of really trying to complete this mission. And so in doing all that, making those plans, it was decided that we would take a P-51 Mustang, a brand new one that Steve Hinton has built for a gentleman over in England, and they would put a bunch of tracking gear in it, and we'd fly along beside Glacier Girl and kind of report what's going on, and we'd put it back on our website, which is airshowbuzz.com, so that people could have an opportunity to follow us live, and actually they'll be able to we'll be able to talk to them from the flight, and we can actually email them back and forth through satellite hookups that we have in the aircraft.
Okay, so the original destination of Glacier Girl and its squadron mates was Duxford in England. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, it was headed over to that area. The aircraft were kind of going all over, but they were headed over to Europe, and they got just about there. And if you can imagine, back in the day, there was certainly no GPS or anything like that. And they ran into some weather issues and turned around and came back and just didn't have enough fuel. They ran into headwinds and didn't have enough fuel to get back. So then they wound up, you know, landing on the ice cap there and eventually melted through. I think the exact number was 268 feet of ice. So underneath the ice for quite some period of time.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the logistics behind this trip. How many legs are you going to do it in, and where are you going to be stopping?
Teterboro is the launch of the flight, which is going to be on June 22nd, where we're going to fly out of Teterboro and fly by the Statue of Liberty and then head on up from there to Presque Isle, to Goose Bay, Frostbisher Bay, and Kuslik, Reykjavik, Stornoway, and then we head on over to the Legend. There's about, at the Legend Air Show at Duxford, there's probably about 10 different stops that we're going to have along the way. And as far as the prep work that's gone on with it, the aircraft are actually starting in Chino. They're actually in Chino right now. P-38 is all done. The Mustang's actually a brand new Mustang. It belongs to a guy named Stephen Gray, who puts on the Legend show at Duxford. And it's a TF model. So they've got these airplanes all hooked up. We're attaching a satellite uplink equipment to the aircraft with a company called Wingspeed. And then also another company called Flight Explorer that's actually the one to take the information and translate it to where you can see where we are on a map. And they're hooking all this equipment up in the Mustang right now, which kind of takes the place of where you would sit in the back seat. And those guys are going to leave on the 17th, and they'll start heading over to Teterboro. They'll stop at Middlesboro, Kentucky, which is where the gentleman who first owned this airplane and where this plane was really part of that community. They're going to stop there and pay some homage there. Then we'll come on up to Teterboro, and then we'll go from there. And we've had weekly meetings. I mean, we're constantly working on all the safety aspects of this flight. We're going to have two aircraft that are chase airplanes. So it'll be the Mustang and the P-38, obviously. And then we're going to have a Pilatus PC-12 that's going to have all the maintenance people on board and all the safety equipment that we need. And then we're also going to have a Sovereign jet, which will kind of skip a hop ahead of us, because we're going to also be filming all of this for a documentary that that we're filming. And so those guys will be with us, too. So, you know, the technology nowadays, it's not one of those things that the weather can really quite sneak up on you like it used to back in the day. But we're totally prepped for it, have all the survival equipment. The United States Air Force has been very helpful with us to make sure that we've got the right kind of survival equipment, because the Mustang and the P-38, once they get to Duxford, are going to actually wind up doing a heritage flight kind of in celebration of the whole thing with F-15 Strike Eagle team when we get there.
But there's more to it than just putting on an air show for people. There's some unfinished business here, right?
And that's really what this whole story is about. And, you know, there's all sorts of forums that are going on our website at Airshow Buzz, and people are talking about all the reasons of why we're doing this, and is this a dangerous thing, and is this something that should be done with these very rare aircraft? And I would tell you that this really is something that has to be done, you know, and it really represents way more than just the flying or loving these kind of warbirds. It represents the human spirit. You know, here back in the day in World War II, you know, when great nations came together and fought for the good of the world, and all these guys did these amazing things. Here these guys had these aircraft that really symbolized, you know, the fight for freedom. They were left up there and melt through the ice. Well, who else but human beings would be crazy enough to go and dig this stuff out of the ice, put it back together, fly it, and then say, hey, let's complete this mission in honor of these people. And you know what? And it really represents not only the great nations and the great people, whether they flew or on the ground or they were in families or whoever, that did these great things in the Second World War, but it really represents, we feel, everything that's going on in the world nowadays for, you know, people that are trying to do good things and make this be a good place to be.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Ed. Good luck and blue skies.
Yeah, hey, well, appreciate it very much.
Ed Shipley, a well-known heritage flight airshow pilot and founder of AirshowBuzz.com. Hey, now you get the latest general aviation news from AvWeb. Be sure and check us out at www.avweb.com. You'll find tons of resources and features like the brain teasers, video of the week, picture of the week, and the pilot's lounge, all for the very reasonable price of zero. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com, and this report was brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot. Check them out at ifr-magazine.com. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, June 8th. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.